Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Moikotan Daf Yudzayin Moikotan 17. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is telling us about a Torah scholar who was excommunicated. So the Gemara tells us a story. There was a young Torah scholar that there were about him terrible rumors that he was doing bad things. It seems in the story that he was committing sexual sins. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Heichi Levad, how should we judge him? Hashamte, should we excommunicate him? Tzricha le'rabbanan, the rabbis need him because he teaches Torah and he's a great Torah scholar. So it's hard to excommunicate him. But lo hashamte, but if we don't excommunicate him, kametachil Shema Deshmaya, we're going to be desecrating God's name in heaven because we're saying, people will say that the Torah scholars cover up other people's sins, because if he wouldn't be a Torah scholar, he surely would be excommunicated for this. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, have you heard anything what to do in this situation? So Rabbi Bar Chana said, Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Maidach Sev, what do we do with the verse? Kisif Se Koin, Yishmeru Das, Vitori Vakshumi Piu, Kimal Hashem Tzivakosu, that the Kohen, who is from the tribe of Levi, he's going to teach Torah to all the people in Israel, as it states, Yoram Mishpatech Ol Yaakov, and yet he's called a Malach Hashem. This Kohen, who's a teacher, is called a Malach Hashem. Somebody who teaches Torah is called an angel of God. What this means is, Im Dome Arav Malach Hashem, Yivakshu Torah Mipiv. If the Rebbe seems like he's an angel of God, that he's in fear of sin, then you should try to seek study Torah from him. Vimlav, but if he doesn't seem that way, Hayivakshu Torah Mipiv, then don't request to study Torah from him. Indeed, what happened when they heard this, Shamti Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda heard this teaching in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he said, we need to excommunicate this person because he's not a Malach Hashem, he's a sinner. So Sofi Chalosh Rabbi Yehuda, in the end, Rabbi Yehuda became sick. Asu Rabbanu L'Shayulebe, the rabbis came to him to visit him. So this person who was excommunicated, he came. And Karchazi Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda saw the excommunicated person, Chayech, he laughed. So Amar Lei, so the student said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo misat yoch teshamte lohu gavra, is it not sufficient for you? Are you excommunicating me? Ela achuke nami chayech bi, you're also laughing at me? Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda said to him, No, Rav bedidach mechaychina, I'm not laughing at you. Ela dechiazlino ahu alma bedicha date, but now when I go to the next world, I can be happy. Dafilu gavra kavasach ochanifile, even such a powerful, important person like you, I wasn't a flatterer, meaning to say, I didn't show favoritism. I called it like I saw it. So that's why I'm laughing. I'm happy that I was able to walk in the path of the upright. So Nach Nashe Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda died, also a Bei Midrasha. This Torah scholar came to the Beis Midrash. Amar Lehu, so he said to the Chachamim, please remove my excommunication. Amar Lei Rabbanan, the rabbi said, Gavra Dechashiv Kerav Yehuda. We don't have anybody here who's on the same level as Rabbi Yehuda who can remove your excommunication. Go to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. He can remove your excommunication because he's equivalent to Rabbi Yehuda. He's on his level. He came to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said to Rabbi Yami, Pukayim Bedina, go check out the law. Imi Baila Mishrelei, and if you're going to see a good reason to release him, Charlay, release him. Ayin Rabbi Yami Bedina, so Rabbi Yami checked it out. Savro Mishrelei, he said, okay, you know what, we're going to release him. But before he was able to do it, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Al Raglav Amar, Shmuel Nachmani, he stood up and he said, Umash Shifcha Shabbos Rabbi. Just like the maid, if the maid of the house of Rebbe, when she excommunicated a person for a sin, like the Gemara is going to discuss, we're not going to discuss it, but the Gemara later on discusses it. The rabbis kept the excommunication for 3 years. Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, our friend, for sure we have to keep this man excommunicated. Amar Rabbi Zeira, so Rabbi Zeira said, my dekaman, look what the implication of this is. The asa in the high sabbath bay midrasha, kama shani lo asa, that we had Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachmani here, which he hadn't been here for many years. Shmami no, lo mi bay lo mishrole, and lo sharole. So we say we learn from here that we're not able to to release him from his excommunication, and indeed they didn't. Nafa ki gabachi va'aziel, he came out, and he came out from his base medrash, and he was crying, asa zibura v'tarkei amte. So a bee came, or a hornet came, and it bit him on, oso amakum, on that spot, the spot where he sinned from. Hushachav, and indeed he died. Ahu amarasa dechaside, they brought him to bury him in the cave of the pious, l'kibu. The cave did not accept him because there was a snake. There, Rashi says there was a snake around the cave. It stopped him from going in. So my time, what's the reason? But they brought him to a cave of the judges with Kiblu. What's the reason why they accepted him in the cave of the judges? My time into Avik Rabbi Eli, because he followed the teaching of Rabbi Eli. The Tanya Rabbi Eli said, Imro Adam Shayitra Maskabar, Rabbi Eli said, if a person sees that he can't overcome his temptation, Yeel Hamakum Shema Kirino Sovio Bashorim Yatev Shorim. And if a person sees he can't control himself, at least go and do his sin in a place where people don't recognize him. So even though he sinned, he did it at least in a way, in a place where people didn't recognize him, so they didn't desecrate God's name in public. And so this merit, he was excommunicated, but with this merit, he was at least buried in the cave of the judges.